Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted.
All right, everybody. About 5 minutes late, looks like. Anyway, it's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com and ronkellershow.com. Look for me on all the social media nonsense, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Okay, thank you, brother. Shout out to Buddy McKnight, my text brother, my cyberspace brother. We're going to work on that. Anyway, everybody, thank you for your support, my brother. Anyway, everybody, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon. Okay, it's another edition of the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. Okay. You know, I got a lot of blowback from Tolkien. You know, throughout history, well, first of all, we're going to talk about the folks who support Mr. Trump, black folks. You know, you can always find a black person to support your cause, even if it don't have nothing to do with them. You can always find a black person to support your cause, even if it's against you. So we're going to talk about that. We'll talk about also, but then we're going to talk about, you know, this age of the age of social media and cell phones and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and lots of there's a debate going on about whether a woman has the right to go through your cell phone. I've had quite a few disagreements with my significant other about whether she has the right to go through my cell phone. Shout out to Keith Kazmaugh, the great Keith Kazmaugh, mayor of the town of Woodland Hills. I'm Woodland Hills. That's in California. Keith Kazmaugh, mayor of Woodland Park. Welcome, sir. It's good to see you here and keep up the good work that you're doing in the city, the town of Woodland Park, New Jersey. Okay, so, you know, and this is a question I want to put out there because, you know, in this age of social media and cell phones and stuff like this. See, when I was growing up, there were no cell phones. I mean, they were on the way now. They were coming. You know, I'm not that old. But, you know, we had beepers. And in this new age of Facebook and Twitter and social media nonsense and cell phones, quite a few people have gotten snagged up in the the social media frenzy and the cell phone nonsense. So, you know, so I want to, you know, and I've had discussions with women that I have dated, significant others, et cetera, about whether they have the right to go through my cell phone, whether a man has the right to peruse his wife or his girlfriend's cell phone. We're going to talk about it a little bit because it is a do you have a right to privacy, in other words, married folks? Do you have a right to privacy when you're married or have a serious relationship? Do you have the right to privacy? We're going to talk about that a little bit later on. But this Trump Putin sideshow, as it was, that took place on Monday, it was just absolutely ridiculous. And you know, you can't go back and, you know, see, once you say something, you can't go back and fix it. You may be able to apologize for it, but you can't go back and say, oh, I misspoke, as President Trump so conveniently did. You see, because what happened was I think most people believe that Putin has something on Mr. Trump. I think most folks believe that. You see, the Democrats need to get going, and the Democrats, it would be a shame for the Democrats to lose to this man again a second time. It would be an absolute shame after the ridicule and disgrace and disrespect he has visited upon the office of the President of the United States of America. It would be a doggone shame if the Democrats would allow this man to win once again. So the Democrats need to get going. They need to get their candidates together. Thank you, my brother. Thank you. Thank you, my brother Albert, DJ Tiny. I'll talk about him a little bit later on. And also my good friend Keith Hall. I'll talk about him as well later on in the break. But it'll be an absolute shame to see Mr. Trump win again. And you see, and just want to segue to this for a second. You know, the Democrats are not doing anything right now. They haven't. They're not polishing up a candidate. They're not presenting a candidate. They're not doing anything that I can see anyway. And I do pay a lot of attention to politics, and I don't see anybody on the horizon that the Democrats are proposing to beat Mr. Trump. So the Democrats need to get going. So anyway, so we had this sit down, Trump and Putin. And, you know, see, this is just ridiculous. Shout out to Lamont Gates. This is just ridiculous how, you know, I misspoke. You didn't misspoke. You told the truth. You told the truth about how you feel about Putin. You told the truth about how you feel about your own intelligence community. And I was talking about the FBI, CIA, NSA, all of these Secret Service, all these organizations, and some of the ones that were designed to protect him have been tossed under the bus by this man. And then he comes back a couple of days later, and it's no way, I'll get to that, Cory Booker. No. he'll lose. Shout out to Deborah Hammond Barnes, who's watching the program as well. Or she's related to Marty Barnes, the great Marty Barnes, who was mayor of Bethesda, New Jersey. The great Marty Barnes. I don't care what anybody says about him. So that's another ridiculous piece there. Somebody, I think Assemblyman Wimberly, who was a friend of the show, has been on the show many times, Assemblyman Wimberly, Shavana Sumter, et cetera, who've been on the Ron Kelly Show. I think that he posted that last week about Cory Booker. I'm going to get to that, though. I'm going to tell you why Cory Booker would be a total, Trump would just devour Cory Booker. I'll tell you why a little bit later on. But here we have a president who stands up next to one of the most heinous, former KGB agent. From what I understand, there's about 6% of people in Russia watch the Ron Kelly Show on Facebook. So I don't want him coming after me. But he had our president, the president of the United States of America, who knows that our voting apparatus was tampered with. Not necessarily they put their hands on it or that they tapped into it, but this media nonsense. A lot of these, see, you can't believe everything you see on Facebook. And I see people reposting stuff, and they haven't done any. And I can understand for the novice person who just wants to relay and wants to be noticed, and people just repost things. Obviously, me personally, I check everything out before I post it. Everything. Because I have a radio show to protect. So, and people are posting whatever they find, these nonsensical stories. When I'm reading I see them, I know right away that there's something wrong here. Right away, I always know. And so these are the stories that the Russians, at the behest of Mr. Putin, these are the stories that they just saw last voting season with Mrs. Clinton and Donald Trump. These are the stories were planted by these people because they tapped into the DNC apparatus and they started posting these emails about what the people in the DNC, the head of the DNC, and Mrs. Clinton's campaign manager, and all of the stuff that they were saying back and forth behind the scenes, which was bad. But it was the Russians that put that out there. They put that propaganda out there. See, because they know they can't tap into the machines. You know, the voting apparatus of the United States of America still cannot be infiltrated by cyberspace because not all of the machines are electronic. Some machines you go in and you build a lever like you did in the old days. Shout out to Stephen Edwards. What's up, my brother? Shout out to Stephen Edwards. So a lot of these the voting machines cannot be touched by the Russians. So what they do is they influence your vote. And that's what they did. They influence our votes. They put this innuendo, this nonsense on Facebook. And it did change the face of the election. And see, Mr. Trump knows that. And there's other stuff that's going on behind the scenes here. That Donald Trump, there's some video or something that Mr. Putin, I believe, has on Donald Trump. And so he stood up there and he talked about the fact. He says that when they asked him, did he believe that Russia was behind it, or why would Russia be behind it? And then he comes back and says, well, I didn't mean that. It's a total lie. it's a total lie. You know, a little bit later in the program, we're going to talk about whether it's okay for your significant other or your wife, girlfriend, whatever, to go into your cell phone, or is it all right for you to go into theirs? We're going to talk about that a little bit later on. And there's always a token Negro, you know. And, you know, folks, Negroes, black people are coming after me on my social media and defending this man, Mr. Trump, defending him, defending him. And black people have no reason at all to be supporting Donald Trump. But there are some token Negroes, some diamond and silk, fat and fatter, sloppy and sloppier, these two chicks, who God only knows what their angle is. Now, if they don't really like Trump and they're just trying to gain some 10 minutes of fame, they did a great job. But I think these two chicks really like Trump. Diamond and Silk, ugly and uglier, whatever you want to call them. So throughout history, you can always find a token Negro. Throughout history, you've always been able to find a token Negro to embrace what you're doing, even if it has nothing to do with them. Even if it has nothing to do with, like Mr. Trump, for example. And folks are coming after me. You know who you are out there, coming after me on my radio program, coming after me about Mr. Trump. And I don't say that. I say Mr. Trump, but I don't say that out of respect. I don't want to even mouth the words President Trump. But people come after me, black folks, coming after me defending Mr. Trump. So you can always find a talking Negro somewhere. All throughout history, you'll always be able to find one. I'll talk about that a little bit later on, too. Right now, I'll take a quick break, right? I mean, I hate to take breaks, but I have to because that's what they're telling me to do. So we'll take a quick break. We'll come right back with more of this program. It's Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly V. LLC.
So coming to the stage is a really funny guy. Y'all know him. Put your hands together. Give it up for George Wilborn.
Folks, why won't we go to the doctor? My uncle calls. Speech all slurred, complaining his arm's numb. He calls everybody under the sun. Aunt Peyton, his old army buddy George. He even called my daughter Tierra because, you know, she's got a year of nursing. Everyone thinks he needs to go to the doctor, including me. So he said, well, will you take me? I'm like, I'm on the road. He goes, I'll wait. Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love have symptoms of stroke, don't call family. Don't dial a friend. Don't wait. It may be too late. Dial 911. Time loss is brain loss. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, we are back. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Facebook is The Ron Kelly Show. On Twitter, it's R. Kelly Radio Show. And on Instagram, it's Real R. Kelly One. Oh, I got it right. I got it right. So, everybody, shouts out to all the folks who are watching and listening to The Ron Kelly Show. You can catch the show on blogtalkradio.com. And if you want to check out any of the other shows prior to this one, there's about 100 shows or so. You just go to blogtalkradio.com/The Ron Kelly Show, and you can hear any one of a whole bunch of shows. And the shows all have subtitles, so you know what. So I was talking about. So if you missed something, you can always go back to blogtalkradio.com/The Ron Kelly Show, and you can check me out. Also, shout out to my boy Keith Hall. Keith Hall does a program called The University 80s. The University 80s is a show you don't want to miss. It comes on Tuesday nights It's 9 to 11 Eastern time. It's eight to ten Eastern, 9 to 11 Central time. Central time because the show originates in Texas. So you want to check out Keith Hall, University '80s, 9 to 11 East. Did I say that backwards? 9 to 11 East, 8 to 10 West. Whatever you want to say it, and it's on the Fishbowl Radio Network. Also, my homeboy DJ Tiny does a program. I believe it's Wednesday night from 8 to 10 on dwildmusicradio.com. So all you house heads out there, if you want to check out some good house, check out my boy DJ Tiny on dwildmusicradio.com. Wednesday nights, from 8 to 10, check him out. And if you want to get some, you can get his information also if you wanted to. For local folks, you can always check him out. My boy DJ Tiny. DYMusicRadio.com. Shout out to Yvette Marquez. What's up, Yvette? What's up, baby? Who's watching the program? Shout out to Stephen Edwards, my dude, Deborah Hammond, Lamont Gates, Mayor Keith Kazmark, Bunny McKnight, and all the folks that I, and sorry if I didn't mention you because I can't see everybody who comes onto the radio program. So, you know, I can't see you all, but for the ones I can see, I thank everybody for watching and listening to the Ron Kelly Show. Okay, so, I've had some. Let me just stop for a second here. Lamont Gates says that he saw the post I was referring to. Here's the problem with those who say the CIA can't be trusted due to the weapons of mass destruction era. They only cherry picked that single event. You see, Lamont, and Lamont says a lot here. So I don't have time to read it all, but I do understand what he's saying. But you see, the thing the president put forth that information. George H.W. Bush put forth that information about. Yeah, let me just segue to this for a second, folks. So I'll get right back to what I was, you know, what you see on the screen. But see, here's the thing, Lamont. The president of the United States put out that word. The president of the United States directed the Secretary of State to do the same thing. So the president orchestrated this whole thing. It wasn't the CIA. The CIA does nothing without at the behest of the president because the CIA director works at the pleasure of the president. So, the thing with the weapons of mass destruction with Iran, Iraq, the weapons that weren't, it was George Bush who put that out. I don't believe that the CIA had anything to do with it. I think George Bush put that out. Later on, I'll talk about Cory Booker for president. Oh my God, what are y'all thinking? And a whole lot more. So anyway, I've had numerous discussions with this. With women that I dated, sitting here the other when I was married, you know, I've been married more than once. Doesn't mean I'm a failure, and but I've been married a couple times. So does a woman have the right? And those I'm looking for my folks out there on radio. Let me address the national audience for a second. It's 646-668-2838. It's the phone number, which I don't really give it out that much, but the phone number here is 646-668-2838. That's 646-668-2838. That's for the national audience today. Want to call in to the program. For those of you watching on Facebook Live, you can just type it into the web thing, and I can see. Now, so we're talking about whether a woman has a right to go into. And I want the men's view, and I want the woman's view as well. It's 23 minutes past the hour, 7 o'clock. It's Thursday, 19th of July, right here on the Ron Kelly Show. So in this cyber world we're living in today, you know, nothing can be hidden. When you go through the easy pass, even if you're not on your phone, but as you travel, your phone bounces, the phone touches different towers, so they can tell where you were at different points. If you're driving from here to South Carolina, for example, your phone will hit 20 or 30 towers between here and there. And each one of those towers hit can be tracked. So there's video cameras everywhere, easy pass. When you swipe your card at the meat market, whatever the case may be, cell phones, social media, there's no hiding anymore. See, back in the day, it was easy to cheat. I'm not an advocate of cheating. I'm just saying, like back in the day, you know, I remember back in the day, like men would have a whole family across town, you know, because there was no real way to communicate besides talking to each other. Because I remember the phone with the dial, and you'd have to sit there for 20 minutes dialing the phone. I mean, the button phones were here too. Now, don't get it twisted. But you can have a whole family across town in the same town, and nobody would know. But today, with the advance of technology, you can't really virtually do anything. So, you know, I've talked about this, and people have tried to come for me, you know, on Instagram and et cetera, about, do you have a right to go through your significant other's cell phone? So I'm answering a question, you know, tonight. Who do you have a right? Do you have a right? That's your wife, for example. You're married, you have children, whatever the case may be. Children, no children, whatever the case may be. Do you have a right to go through her cell phone? Do you have the right to if it blinks in the middle of the night, do you have the right to pick it up and look at it? Do you have that right? You know, because I know some women who do think you have that right. You know, and I think that, and I know that, and on the same token, I don't know any men who think, I don't know any men who think that, but I knew though that I do know that there's women who think that you can, that they have a right to go through your cell phone, and someone said to me the other day that you look at a man's cell phone, you find out who he is. So that means that you don't know who this person is. Did you ever look through their phone to find out? Well, I'm going to tell you what I think. That's what the show is about, what I think. It's Ron Kelly's show, after all. And I think that you don't have a right to look through the other person's phone, and vice versa. Men don't have the right to look through a woman's phone, and a woman doesn't have the right to look through a man's phone. You don't have that right. But some people seem to think that you do. You see, what that is insecurity. That's what that is. If you feel like you got to look through somebody's phone, it's insecure. You're insecure. You're insecure. You see, I've never looked through. Well, no, I'm not going to lie. I have looked through. I'm not going to lie. I have looked back at, you know, some time ago, several years back, you know, I did look in the phone. You see, when you look at somebody's phone, right, man or woman, when you look at somebody's phone, you have to be prepared for what you might find. You know. So if you look at a woman's phone and she has a picture of some dude's Johnson and you know it's not yours because it's bigger, oh, come on, man. Come on. You might have a problem. So the phone is trying to, act up again. I'm not sure what the problem is with the cell phone, but it seems like it's trying to act up once again and destroy my flow. But I'm going to move it along to the folks who are watching the Ron Kelly Show on folks who listen to the Ron Kelly Show on. This is Ron Kelly Show on Block Talk Radio. Okay. All right. Sorry about that, everybody. I don't know. I'm not sure what's going on with this cell phone thing. Again, I think Facebook is trying to come for me. Now I'm a conspiracy theorist. I think everybody's trying to come for me. But I don't think that, you know, now I want to hear what people have to say. Those of you who are watching this show, I want to know what you have to say. Do you think that you have the right to listen, to go through someone else's phone? Shout out to Joseph Boyd. Shout out to Berlin Moss, my sister from another mother. Yvette Marquez says she has no right to go through your phone. She needs to mind her own business. She may not like what she sees. And see, that's the thing right there. See, that's the thing. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not that into Instagram. But anyway, thank you for your suggestion, Bunny McKnight. Yes, you have no right. Thank you, Brother Albert. Just text me over the text over my cell phone. It says you have no right. See, now the phone is you know, this phone is really getting on my last freaking nerve. But and I'm not sure what the problem is. I'm going to try to. Okay. I'm not sure what the problem is with the phone. I'm going to try to address it. in a second here. But yeah, so the person has no right. They have no right. And Brother Albert just concurred with me. That you have no right. I don't know what's going on with this phone situation, my people. I think Facebook is trying to come for me. Now I'm conspiracy theorists, like I said. But you don't have no right. But I haven't heard. Now, shout out to Craig Ellis, my brother from way, way back. But I haven't heard. I've heard a couple people say, so far it's you have no right. The woman doesn't have a right to go through the man's phone, and the man has no right to go through a woman's phone. Like I said, you may not like what you find in that phone. You might not like it. You might see a phone number in there. You might see a picture of somebody, and you know it ain't you. They're naked or whatever the case may be. See, and so this is the thing. So when you're looking through somebody's phone, you have to be prepared for what you might find. See, a lot of us are not prepared for what we find. That's why you see the read papers. You see, somebody got killed because they weren't prepared for what they found. See, there's a lot of people running around out here, men and women, who are not even ready to be in a relationship. Not even close to being ready. You see, because if you've got some issues, you see, that's just one thing that we don't, and I'm not going to stay too long into this. It's about 30 minutes past the hour. There's a lot of people running around here that are not ready to be in a relationship. Me, personally, I don't want to go through anyone's cell phone. I don't want to go through anyone's cell phone because, personally, I don't care. I got too much other stuff going on to be concerning myself with where you are or what you're doing or who you're talking to. You see, because God reveals everything. So you might not see it today. You might not see it tomorrow. But nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect. And you might be able to control what you do, but you can't control what the other person does. Now, if you mess around and meet, you mess around and meet some crazy chick or crazy dude, who wants to blow up your spot. You mess around and let them know where you live. Blow up your spot. So I think that, as couples, I think you do have a right to privacy. I think that a man has a right to privacy. I think a woman has a right to privacy. I don't think that just because I'm dealing with you don't mean you have a right to touch my cell phone. Just because I'm dealing with you. And on the same token, with men, I don't think men have the right to touch a woman's phone either. See, if you touch a woman's phone, you're insecure. That's what that's called. Insecurity. That's what that's called. So, I people are pushing back on me, push back on different forms of social media about some of these things I talk about. And again, I think that you have the right you don't have the right to use touch somebody else's phone. All right, it's 23 minutes before the hour, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show. It's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show.com. So last week, and you know who you are out there. Last week. Okay, so the voting so far has been no, nobody has said yes. Okay. It's everyone who has responded to this, either through some form of social media or the Ron Kelly Show on Ron Kelly Show at gmail.com, the official email address of Ron Kelly Show. And I'm looking through that too, and I see that everybody has said that you don't have the right. So, okay, so we agree that you don't have the right to touch somebody's cell phone. Okay, there you go. So, there's always throughout history, there's always been a token Negro. And what I mean by that is somebody who supports a cause that does not benefit them at all. And you see, last week, certain people who remain nameless tried to come for me in regards to President Trump and what I was saying about Mr. Trump. And, I don't think there's any way in the world that an African-American, and we're not talking about race here, but I don't think there's any way in the world that African American could support Donald Trump. But I've had black people come after me on my Facebook page. You can read it. You can see who they are. I'm just not going to say who they are, but that's why I carry liability insurance for my radio show. in case somebody tries to sue me. You don't get anything from me. But I always speak truth. And so you can go back in my Facebook posts and you can see who the person was, the people are, who coming for me because of what I say about Mr. Trump. And you see, an African-American has no business, a black person, African-American has no business supporting Donald Trump. No business. And it's not even, not just like a Mexican has no business supporting Donald Trump. Because it's not necessarily about race. It's about relatability. What has Trump done for you? What has Mr. Trump done for African-Americans? What did he say in that rally? Look at my African-American. He meant that. My African-American. He meant it. So let's take a look back at Mr. Trump's track record with black folks. Let's take a look at his record. What has he done for African-Americans? Let's take a look. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And you got black folks coming after me, talking Negroes, coming after me about Donald Trump and supporting Trump. Supporting him for what? What did he do for you? And I'll get to the summit in just a couple minutes, maybe after the next break if I take one. So what has Mr. Trump done for African Americans? Absolutely nothing. And you have the nerve to come after me on my social media, come after me because I was talking about Donald Trump, who has done nothing for African Americans, absolutely nothing. And you have no reason to support this man. Just, let's see, how many times did Donald Trump go to the NRA convention? Twice. How many times did he go to the NAACP convention? Zero. None. He has never gone to the NAACP convention. And you see these Supreme Court justices, and they look at the pile. They, you know, he picks from the pile, but there is a pile. And you look in that pile, you don't see no black faces in that pile. None. He doesn't even consider an African American. But you have your token Clarence Thomas, your token Negro, who has no interest in forwarding the prospects for black man. No interest. No interest. Never says anything. Always votes with conservatives. Has no interest in promoting the black man. None. Zero. So you have Clarence Thomas, the token Negro, on the Supreme Court. And so, back to Trump. Now, and look at the makeup of his cabinet. Look at the makeup. All the important positions with the white folks. Attorney General. Secretary of State. Defense Secretary. All the important CIA, FBI. All the important positions. Director of National Security. All gone to white folks. You see any black people? No. You give. What's his name? Ben Carson. You give Ben Carson the HUD, which nobody cares about. It's a safe place to put him. It's like putting a book on a shelf with HUD. No, who cares? Nobody cares about housing and urban development. It's a safe place. Shout out to Tim Cameron. Yeah, so nobody cares about HUD. So this is where you put Ben Carson in. And Ben Carson supposed to be this groundbreaking, pioneering surgeon. And I'm like, really? Because the way I've seen him perform, I don't know if I want him operating on me. But he's supposed to be some groundbreaking, he's supposed to be a pioneering heart surgeon or brain surgeon. But anyway, but my point is that you don't see any African-Americans. And then Omarosa, don't even count that. Director of Black Community Relations. Oh, my God. Really? So, you see, no African-Americans on Trump's cabinet. Zero. Besides Ben Carson, who runs HUD, which is nothing. HUD is like, you know, HUD is nothing. Nobody cares. It's not a key position, HUD. And so he puts Ben Carson in charge of HUD. Other than that, you see no African-Americans anywhere. All the way down the line. You see no African-Americans. Not even the head of the IRS. No. So I understand how any African-American can support this man. I don't get it. Because he doesn't support you. So what happened, you know, 2 years later, 2.5 years later, whatever it is, since he's inaugurated, what's he done for the black community? What? Didn't he say he was going to clean up Baltimore and all these places, St. Louis, L.A., Chicago, New York, Dallas, all of these places he's supposed to be going and cleaning up? Now, what did he do? Nothing. And I can't believe that black folks were suckered into supporting this man, because he has not supported you, and he is not going to support you. So, and the people coming for me, coming after me for what I say about Donald Trump, and black people are coming after me and supporting this man. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Donald Trump hasn't done anything for black folks since he's been president. And I'm not impressed with that Ben Carson nonsense. I'm not impressed. But he hasn't done nothing for black people. So how dare you come after me? I tell you what, next time you want to knock on my cyberspace door, make sure you come with some backup. Because Donald Trump does nothing for black people. Donald Trump does not care about black people. They're not on his agenda. He cares more about eating McDonald's during the day like he does. And he looks like he eats McDonald's. You see, because the only people that, you know, the people that benefit, and they're not even benefiting that much, is those folks out in the boonies. You know, the coal miners, the people who are doing the worst in America are the ones that embrace Mr. Trump. The people that are suffering the most are the ones who embrace Donald Trump. Not well-to-do. You see, because he's like them. Donald Trump is trash. He just has money. Trash, money doesn't remove the trash. Look at his track record. Married 3 times. Dump one wife, grab another one, all much younger than he is. Melania is starving for some. And she probably can't wait till he dies so she can get it. But, you know, it's just ridiculous. Black folks coming after me for Donald Trump. Really? What has he done for you? Absolutely nothing. We'll take a break. We'll take one last break. And we'll be right back with more of this program. So, what you're watching and listening to is the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com. It's the Ron Kelly Show. I can't find my break. It's the Ron Kelly Show. I can't find my break. It's the Ron Kelly Show. .com. Take a break. We'll come right back with more of this program. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
Some statistics are surprising, some are unbelievable, and some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%, and that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
All right, we're back, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com. Somebody's calling in. Hold on, let me see who this is. Ron Kelly Show. Somebody's calling into the program. Oh, you know what? Somebody's come calling in from the 909 area code or calling into the show. I can't hear them. Good afternoon, Ron Kelly Show. Okay, I can't hear this person. Hold on a minute, everybody. Let me see if I can get a hold of whoever this is. I need an assistant. That's what I need.
Comey, I want to begin by attempting to put to rest several claims made by the president about his predecessor, namely that President Obama wiretapped his phones. So that we can be precise, I want to refer you to exactly what the president said and ask you whether there is any truth to it. First, the president claimed, quote, "Terrible. Just found out that Obama had my wires tapped in Trump Tower. Just before the
look,
victory,
if somebody's talking to me, I'm sorry that you guys can't hear this.
This is McCarthyism," unquote. Director Comey, was the president's statement that Obama had his wires tapped in Trump Tower?
I'm sorry that you guys can't hear this. Somebody called in, but they sound like they're reciting.
With respect to the president's tweets about alleged wiretapping directed at him by the prior administration, I have no information that supports those tweets, and we have looked carefully inside the FBI. The Department of Justice has asked me to share with you that the answer is the same for the Department of Justice and all its components.
Somebody,
the department has no information that supports those tweets.
Go on to my program.
The president accused Mr. Obama and presumably the FBI of engaging in McCarthyism. As you understand the term McCarthyism, do you think President Obama or the FBI was engaged in such conduct?
I'm not going to try and characterize the tweets themselves. All I can tell you is we have no information that supports them.
Were you engaged in McCarthyism, Director Comey?
Try very hard not to engage in any isms of any kind,
including
McCarthyism.
The president second stated, quote, "Is it legal for a sitting president to be wiretapping a race for president prior to an election? Turned down by a court earlier, a new low," unquote. Director Comey, can you answer the president's question? Would it be legal for President Obama to have ordered a wiretap of Donald Trump?
I'm not going to characterize or respond to the tweets themselves. I can tell you in general, as Admiral Rogers and I were just saying, there is a statutory framework in the United States under which courts grant permission for electronic surveillance, either in a criminal case or a national security case, based on a showing of probable cause, carefully overseen. It's a rigorous, rigorous process that involves all three branches of government, and it's one we've lived with since the late 1970s. That's how it works. So no individual in the United States can direct electronic surveillance of anyone. It has to go through an application process, ask a judge. The judge can then make the order.
So President Obama could not unilaterally order a wiretap of anyone?
No president could.
Okay, whatever that is, it's gone. All right, everybody, welcome back. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and ronkellyshow.com. I'm not even sure what that was. I don't even know. Somebody was trying to infiltrate my show because it looked like they were a caller, and then I don't know, cyberspace. Maybe the Russians are doing it. But anyway, Craig, you can't. You see, you got a Republican Congress, you got a Republican Senate, and you got a Republican president. So there's no way on God's green earth that unless a serious bomb drops, or unless we see what people are saying, that the president is being peed on by some chick in Russia, unless something like that happens, there's no way he's going to ever be removed from office. You know. But thank you for your comment. And thank everybody for their comments throughout the afternoon here on Ron Kelly's Show. Shout out to my folks who are listening on Blog Talk Radio, 646-668-2838. No, coming back with that nonsense, 646-668-2838. My ex-wife from Howard Stern show called me one time, which is kind of an honor to be cranked by Howard Stern. But somebody called the show, cranking me, from the Howard Stern show. And then another friend of mine who knew about me being on the radio heard me on the Howard Stern show. And Howard Stern cranked me on my radio show. But it was cool. I like Howard Stern. I mean, I didn't want to be cranked by him, but I do like him. So anyway, so this is what's been happening. So we had this summit, and everybody should be very afraid. Everybody should be very afraid of this summit that took place. Because Trump, it seems to me that Putin, Mr. Putin, has something on Trump. Something, it seems to me. Anybody, in case you don't know what you're watching, it's the Ron Kelly Show. And on the radio, on Blog Talk Radio, it's the Ron Kelly Show. And all across America, and KCAA in Los Angeles, and a couple other stations are going to be broadcasting the Ron Kelly Show. So but I'll let you know when that starts. So the folks out in California on an actual radio station will be able to hear the Ron Kelly Show wherever they are. Anyway, I don't understand 8 minutes left, 9 minutes left to the program. Yeah, we'll go out and have a cigar later. So we have this situation, first of all, black folks should not be supporting Mr. Trump because he's done nothing for you. And secondly, and we talked a little bit about the phone situation. I was surprised that, we got a pretty good response from that about the phone thing, because I've dated women who thought they had a right to go through my phone. And and the other thing is, well, if you didn't have nothing to hide, that's going to be the reply. If you didn't have nothing to hide, why do you care? And it's not necessarily, we can go back and forth with this. If you didn't, why do you care? And if you do, why do you care? Why do you feel the need to? I mean, we can go back and forth with this forever, with this phone situation, But I personally don't think that anybody has a right to go into anybody's phone. I had women tell me that, it was right for them to come to my house anytime they felt like it. They could be in the middle of the night, and without calling. I said, why do you want me to call? Because you want me to warn you? Relationships are funny. Can't live with them, can't live without them, like they say. And they probably say the same thing about us, too. But I don't think that anybody has a right to go into anyone else's telephone. I don't think that's right. Although there are a lot of women who disagree with me. Many of them are not here tonight. But anyway. So, did I mention Keith? Yeah, I did mention my boy Keith Hall, Tuesday nights, University of the 80s, Fishbowl Radio Network. And, of course, DJ Tiny is on dwildmusicradio.com. Wednesday, I want to say, from 8 to 10 p.m., DJ Tiny. Shout out to all my people out there who are watching and listening to the Ron Kelly Show every week. There are some weeks I don't want to do this. Some weeks I'm just like, I'm not going on the radio today. But I think about the people who are waiting for me all across the country and right here in my own backyard, Essex County. And I do it for you. Anyway, so here we go. Craig Ellis. Shout out to Craig Ellis, who says, buffoonery has been proven with the political system. They have proven that most of it is a joke. And see, this is the other thing, too. People talk about Cory Booker for president. I mean, give me a break. Really? Is anybody serious about that, Cory Booker? No. Cory Booker has done nothing. He has no track record whatsoever. What has Cory Booker done? What can he, he's not Obama. Obama is generational. It only comes around once. Cory Booker is not the second coming of Obama. Obama, like king, maybe not, in the same vein. There'll never be another king, Dr. Martin Luther King. Never. You know, and speaking of Dr. Martin Luther King, folks, there's about 5 minutes left to the show. And speaking of Dr. Martin Luther King, why do all the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. drives, all the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. avenues, all the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. boulevards are like the worst streets? Why do they name the worst streets in town after the great Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.? Any town you go to, you know, where's Dr. Martin Luther King Drive? In the hood. You know, Jersey City, where I grew up, we had Dr. Martin Luther King Drive. It used to be called Jackson Avenue. If anybody knows anything about Jersey City, you know about Jackson Avenue. Jackson Avenue was a worst street, crime-ridden, drug-dealing street in New Jersey, practically. But they named it after Dr. Martin Luther King. But just a few blocks over, and they ran in the same diagonal way, Kennedy Boulevard was beautiful. Kennedy Boulevard being named for President John F. Kennedy. Yeah, it was John F. Kennedy Boulevard. Beautiful. Tree-lined, nice homes, nice, you know, ornate apartment buildings, street clean, very nice, paved well, blah, 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 blah. But you go a couple blocks over to Dr. Martin Luther King Drive, and it looks like a war zone. So I'm like, why? This is total disrespect to the man. Why do the Dr. Martin Luther King Drives look like they've just been hit by rocket fire? And then you go to Kennedy Boulevard, and it's beautiful. Just a few blocks away. It's 2 blocks away. Not even two. Yeah, two. And they run the same way. It's ridiculous. They always name the Martin Luther King, the Martin Luther King Drives are always in the worst neighborhoods. I mean, I guess if they think, okay, he's black, and we got to put him with the black people. Anyway, it's about 3 minutes before the show ends. I think I'm going to go smoke a cigar. Maybe I'll even go. No, I don't want to ride my bike. It's kind of late. Maybe I'll go have a cigar. But anyway, it's a pleasure, as always, to talk to you know my people here on the Ron Kelly Show. Thank you, everybody, so much. It really means a lot to me that you engage my nonsense every Thursday afternoon at 7 o'clock. And we're going to break out with a political show. And I understand the brothers. Yeah, who's Cory Booker? Exactly. I understand that the brother, you know, Craig Ellis, did intimate that the politics are just a game. And it is. But I think we need to understand the game. You know, I think we need, thank you, Brother Albert. I think we need to understand the game. You know, we may not, you know, we may think politics is a game, but we have to learn how to play it. You know how you know, just like you learn how to play spades. You gotta learn how to play the political game. See, because it's never gonna stop. You're never gonna stop it. You're never gonna stop politics. Politics is always gonna be around forever. So if we can't beat them, we may not have to necessarily join them, but we do have to learn how to play the game of politics. It's the only way that we're gonna get ahead. So as long as we stay on the outside and point fingers, we need to figure it out. We need to figure it out because there's a way because politics is about cash. It's not always about black and white. It's about cash. Green. That's what politics is about, green. And if you can put enough cash together, you can get some influence. There's 90 seconds left of the program. Thanks for yelling and ruining the show. So we have to learn how to play the game. All they have to do, Craig Ellis says, all you have to do to solve the education money issue and the healthcare issue is create a lottery for books. They already did that. It's called the New Jersey Lottery. And they're stealing from it. See, what they need to do, I'll talk about it a little bit next week about Jersey City, how the city of Jersey City itself decriminalized marijuana because a disproportionate amount of black folks were going to jail for marijuana use. So Jersey City decriminalized marijuana. See, what they need to do, if they're looking for money, just decriminalize marijuana. I understand it's not going to happen until next year, Mr. Murphy, who was just elected governor. So that's what they need to do. You know, there's a lot of companies, a lot of states are reaping the benefits. Colorado, Oregon, California are all reaping the tax benefits from selling weed. So New Jersey needs to get on the bandwagon too. Millions of dollars in tax revenue is just waiting. And we have a tax problem in New Jersey. So anyway, let me get out of here. We break. There's about 20 seconds left of the program. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining me today. We'll see you back here next week for another edition of the Ron Kelly Show. So until then, nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice, and that we may not have it all together, but together we can certainly have it all. Take care of yourselves. I'm done.